Rear Window, that trombone shot though.
It's Flexin' That with Steve Newell on 95BFM.
Nestle in for movie bands.
G'day.
Hello,
pretty,
Steven.
It's nicely movie in the background there. Is this a chase or like what's this, you reckon?
Okay, we're placing it. Maybe like the chase, like where it's like don't want to make a scene, but I'm gonna walk away fast from this person in like a crowded polite area. You know, and even the guy chasing wants to appear like not make a fuss.
Oh, that's quite good. Like it's a Grand Central Station scenario.
Yeah.
Yep. I just like your hands, your sort of hand motion when you were demonstrating this walk, Big Hungry.
Oh no, now they're just rooting. Yeah, they've caught up with each other and having a...
maybe a bit of montage. Could be a montage.
Oh yeah, getting it down.
Like it could be like maybe
character catch up.
I'm printing counterfeit money. I'm producing actually, cocaine in my apartment.
I'm feeling the counterfeit money.
Well, look, we've got different viewpoints on the sexiness of counterfeiting money, apparently.
When did you last
have
counterfeit money?
Does a blockbuster have a sex scene in it, do you think?
Not anymore!
No?
But okay. I think it used to.
What's more popular, a sex scene or an explosion or three?
It's probably 50-50.
Okay.
That's my scientific opinion.
Pretty similar, John, isn't it?
You know what doesn't happen, you know...
Okay.
What were we going to talk about before I started asking whack questions about stuff?
Yeah, well, you sent me on a flight of fancy because I started thinking about whether I should enumerate how many explosions and sex scenes are in Spike Lee's Black Klansman.
Oh, because you've watched an exclusive. You've seen it before.
Yeah, I've seen that sucker. Yeah.
Good?
Yeah, real good.
Spike Lee.
Real good.
One of the best of 2018?
I would say so. Okay. Yes.
Is it kind of like an extension on the Chappelle Show Black White Supremacist sketch?
It's not a million miles away.
Okay,
it's not a million miles away. There's interesting dimensions.
Because that's great.
Amazing. I don't think Chappelle sort of has the dramatic or sheer fucking fright of this is what the world looks like a lot in 2018 as well. Which
is it a comedy though?
It is and it isn't.
Okay.
So the premise is the first black officer hired for the Colorado Springs Police Department in the 70s. Decides very quickly that he just picks up the phone in the office one day and calls the local KKK and sets up a time to meet and then puts the phone down.
Let's figure this out, kind of thing.
And the rest of the office are like, well, how are we going to do this? He goes, all right, well, this dude over here can go and meet them and we'll just have to learn how to speak the same and I'll do the phone stuff and he can turn up and meet them in person.
So wait, the local KKK has got an office and a phone number.
Yeah, well, they're on a recruitment drive. Office is...
it's back in the day,
office
John.
Is being a bit generous. It's just someone's house, but it's
now they've got probably a website made and all that, so don't worry about it. It's like...
This is a period where the KKK were active, but sort of pre, I guess, like a massive national structure that was just coming to the fore. And that's sort of prior to a bit of an image rehabilitation.
Okay.
Topher Grace is in the film playing KKK Grand Wizard David Duke, who rebrands himself as National Director, trying to give the organization a friendlier face and a more corporate image.
Yeah,
We're not violent racists. We've just got beliefs. So this infiltration happens, and a lot of it's played for laughs, but it was kind of interesting in the screening that I was at, like... you know, myself and fellow non-black Americans found a lot of stuff quite funny and were laughing at things that in retrospect, like, they might be a little bit chilling, not just a gag.
Is that the credit to Spike Lee delivery?
Yeah, he this film really walks the line. Like, it is a popular,
after
entertaining
it, you're like, actually,
film.
Did I just kind of get schooled a little bit?
Yeah, well, he does. I mean, there is... it does kind of get tied together at the end with some contemporary news footage that goes... Well, the same guys that were burning crosses and trying to blow shit up in the 70s. And actually, the film opens with footage from... opens with Gone with the Wind. It contains Birth of a Nation. It really kind of shows, like, there's been this horrible underbelly of the United States throughout its entire history.
Like a whitewash kind of...
Well, that, you know, there has been this pervasive low... like. what seems from the outside, you could write it off as low-level racism, but...
But it's quite purposeful if it's in the media constantly.
Absolutely, and when you look at the present day, the film obviously didn't get finished just a couple of weeks ago. It would have got finished like 6 to 9 months ago. So there's footage of Charlottesville and other Nazi shit that's going on in the States right now. But you know, think about this week with the debates about whether the president uses the N-word to the fore again. He allegedly does. You see in the film the KKK handshake, which is like a little like tap on the wrist when you're doing the handshake, a little four finger tap on the wrist. And it's alleged that maybe the president does that sometimes.
Oh no, he pulls and yanks around.
He does that, but so there's been this kind of there's it represents something that's been going on in the States for a long time. So you can laugh at the specifics of the film, and I don't think you should have any shame in doing so. It is a piece of entertainment, but for a film where the audience was quite active throughout, I mean, part of the laughing is like it's really audacious. The idea that this dude is infiltrating the KKK, and it does make fun of them. It does make them look dangerous, but probably the scariest thing is that it just goes. Quite a few people in the community are like this, and that's probably scarier.
You may be sitting next to one right now.
Almost. Yeah. I mean, to me that was the scary thing. This has been a constant presence of existing within the community. Than the idea that like one or two of them may be violent. Like the consequences of that are obviously pretty severe. But it's easy to go like, there's just a couple of Fruit Loops. For a film where there was a lot of laughter and a lot of energy among the audience that I saw it with. Shit, it was quiet when the credits rolled. It was.
Oh, you're supposed to clap? Oh, it's like a premiere thing?
No, just kind of people like a bit stunned by the implication of what they watched. Yeah. Okay. So go see Black Klansman. It's really good. And
sweet. It's got Darth Vader in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Well, it's got some. Yeah, well, you know.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
No, what's Patterson.
Bad name?
No, what's his name? Adam Driver.
What's his bad? Is that his name? Name and stuff.
It's got Adam Driver. Yeah, it's got Adam Driver. It's got some. Yes,
don't
it's
be
got,
baddie.
It's got. It's got. It's got. It's got the son of the goodies who is a baddie in it. It stars Denzel Washington's son.
Who's
quite good.
Has he done a few or what?
Not heaps.
That's good stock, by the way.
But really, like, I think, no taking away from the amazing lead performance, but Topher Grace as KKK Grand Wizard rebranding as National Director David Duke is real good.
Sweet.
Real good.
Thanks. Sorry, we were talking about Liam Neeson before I got my Star Wars characters.
I watched a Liam Neeson movie. You know how he's been chucking them out pretty quick. I watched The Commuter.
Oh, yeah. He chucks them out quicker than he can walk these days.
But I tell you what. Mr. Consistency, yeah, just cruising around with his karate chops, even though he's 60. He says that he's 60 about 7 times in the movie as well.
It's not going to last much longer though, because it's okay. I'm not wishing him any ill will. All I'm saying is that
he has a particular
when he's got to do like a really difficult stunt, like vault over a fence.
He calls Tom Cruise.
It has to be like with like 15 different shots. So that it looks
the fight scenes were a couple of them were real horrific, and it's like you can't take that many punches to the face at that velocity and just keep cruising around.
An unbelievable.
Okay, don't want to spoil it.
Every single movie.
There are some kicks as well.
Okay, enough about Liam Neeson. Steve, was there anything else that you wanted to chat about this evening on this wonderful film review?
Well, it got me thinking a little bit about true stories and what makes them tick, and what makes a good one versus a bad one. And what I really liked about Black Klansman is that nothing in it. Is like recreating something you're already familiar with, you know, like that idea that I don't know, you can take like a piece of like a historical event, right, and reenact it for the cameras, and it's always a bit, especially when it's a music film. Like I think one of my pet peeves probably is a
John watched the music Prince one the other day. He didn't like it.
No, but that's
John doesn't
like
Prince.
That's a different kettle of fish, though. That's
you don't like Prince, you don't like Christmas,
film.
And you don't like
film.
Did you Sign of the Times?
Is that what you meant? Is that what you kind of meant by that?
No, I mean more like, hey, we're gonna like get actors to play musicians and like capture that moment where they like, hey, we're writing a song together.
Has Andre 3000 done Jimi Hendrix yet? Did that happen?
I believe so.
I wonder what that was like. You want to watch that?
Not really interested.
Is that your point made though?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. So Black Klansman, it's stuff you don't know, it's stuff you're not familiar with, and really entertaining. But maybe a slight bum out.
Somebody thinks we're Trump bashing. I feel like That's Trump funny, is Trump bashing a quite
bit.
A lot, though.
You get that a little bit.
I feel like Trump does quite a lot of Trump bashing.
I mean, I think, what do we say? We said that he might be doing the KKK handshake.
Yeah.
And we said that he might, that there's...
That he's the president?
That he's the president, and that there's talk that he might be using the N-word. So I think that's all right.
Do you want me to Should we say Donald? Would that be better?
Should we say allegedly a fucking racist instead of just saying it outright?
Maybe, yeah.
Allegedly.
Just a big, okay. He's a big rank stellar mite.
Well, everyone, we've just been called snowflakes in here. So.
Hello, Twink. Ooh. What's going on?
Is that because we're being wildly offended by something? Is that what we're? So I don't think we're that offended.
Oh, somebody says Andre 3000 as Jimi Hendrix is quite rad.
I'll take the tip.
Okay, it must be hard. Learn left-handed and all that, do all that stuff.
Just flip the film, mate.
It might be crap though as well. You might not be doing any of the chords, so I'll have a look. My own face. Did we talk about Liam Neeson? Yeah, we did. Good.
You did. I think that's okay. All. That's everything. We hit everything. So
I tell you what. Can I just tell everyone to watch Creep and Creep 2? Have you seen those?
Fuck
the admit, man.
I'm too scared to watch Creep 2 because Creep.
It's not scary though. It's like niggly scary. It's like this guy's fucking annoying, man. It's great though.
He is fucking annoying, but
it's so well done. Directed, I think, as well. Like, it's his buzz. The dude that did it. He's the friend guy in heaps of comedies, eh?
Yeah.
Like, he's that guy. Yeah,
but it's Mark Duplass. There's always something a little bit off about him.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes Creep so good.
It was like a gift. I watched Creep, and then I was like, Creep 2. Fuck yeah. It was like back to back them. It was meant.
I think different people get bothered by different things with scary movies, right?
Right.
And for me, it's not. Like I can deal with the concept.
It's not graphic scary though.
I can deal with the gore, but those things don't really exist in this. Mm-hmm. This is just if you have it. I get a bit of anxiety watching films.
Definitely
like this.
Anxiety.
And,
this
the,
one.
And the anxiety in this one goes through the roof.
Couldn't deal.
So now I am a snowflake. I'm a snowflake about Creep.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
Thank you very much, Steve. We shall see you next week.
Hey, you know what? Another good true story is. All the President's Men, about some journalists who bring down a crooked president of the United States. That's timely.
Now we're in the central perk.
Zing.
Oh, look, there's all my mates.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.